Tonight on Kitchen Counter, Mandy's gonna join Only Hands. Side hustle.
You're not even supposed to talk about it because it's kind of underground and not public yet. Oh. But if you're gonna talk about Only Hands, maybe really talk about it.
Well, I have not yet experienced it, but I assume it's a thing. Is it pretty handy? Is it a handy little app?
It's just so weird that you're talking about this thing that nobody knows about, that I may or may not be participating with, that you are like, I don't know about it. What do you actually know about it? I mean, you didn't just stumble onto Only Hands because you live with me and my hands are fucking beautiful.
You're right. I mean, I've just been a secret Only Hands fan, donator, and subscriber for many a moon.
Well, before it was even Only Hands. I mean, we probably shouldn't say what the website was before it was Only Hands, but you were there? You were going there? Was it gloves or rings or, like, what was your kind of Only Hands?
My Only Hand experience?
Your introduction. You're like, I'm sold.
Oh, well, so I started Only Hands before it was even a website. I remember, I think it was a Westword or maybe The Onion or something, but back in the class.
Oh, a back page.
Yeah, and so I started getting Only Hand letters, solicitations.
Oh, were you part of the Hand Postcard of the Month Club kind of thing? Where Hand of the Month? It was just like a hand in a seductive position on a postcard.
It wasn't always seductive. You could have options.
I mean,
just because that's what you were into.
Yeah, I know that there were options.
I was really into pointing.
Left, right, over there.
Right was a favorite, for sure.
You were right
pointing. A left-handed right point. That's what I like to look at in those little letters back in the day.
My Hand of the Month Club subscription was more kind of the what? Just the... It's open, it's questioning, but it's also could potentially grab your throat and choke you. So it's very suggestive in a lot of open hand waves.
Hand waves?
Waves and waves, probably like, both, yeah?
I like hand waves.
Hand waves? I didn't get into that, but I saw it as an option and I was like... I didn't even know people's hands could wave like that. You know, I always thought of the conventional, like, hi, how you doing, and going down the street, what's up, maybe even a salute.
A salute.
But the hand waves.
Which is kind of like hand dancing.
Yeah, it's a whole different level of handistry. Hand artistry. Handistry.
Well, and is part of the whole handistry.
Oh, hand industry. Totally.
Totes.
So is there a union that you heard? Is there a hand union?
I mean, like you said, it's still pretty underground to be that sort of...
Underground? Are there grave diggers in this? They might have a whole audience they didn't even know about.
Well, I think that just falls under the shovel holding.
Whoa. Shovel holding? This is a subsector of something?
Of Only Hands.
Is that where the... Like, the Crypt Keeper... like, you know, people who work in the crematory stuff, the dead people business. Is that their thing?
No, I don't think so. But I might be wrong.
Can we?
I like maybe? The creamery though, like the people who work at the creamery. The gatekeepers of the creamery.
I think I said crematory, but creamery. Now I have to think about my language again. Death and creameries.
There's only a few things that are certain in life. Death is one of them. Creameries are not necessarily so certain.
But what if they're not like, so. But like, you know how the cream is like, shake it, and you're like, you know, it's fat pretty much. What if you're like, you can have your grandma turned into a tree, a diamond, and some top-notch cream. And they all have a shelf life of whatever. But you get the best of all the worlds because a family is a mixed bunch of people. And not everybody wants a tree. Not everybody wants a diamond. Not everybody wants creamer. Some people don't want anything at all. And those people are like, y'all weird. Okay? You're just...